Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, September 11th, 2026. 25 years ago this morning, I called Joel Mann from my brand new cell phone from the Dunkin parking lot in Bangor to see if he'd heard the crazy news coming out of New York. He'd just switched the station over to live coverage, and so we all listened as it became clear the U.S. was under some kind of attack. Over the next several years, we saw 9/11 used as an excuse for the Patriot Act. If you don't know what that is, Google it. And a long, dragged-out war. Local folks held protests in Bangor, where Susan Collins refused to hold a town hall meeting to hear constituents' warnings that the weapons of mass destruction story was a lie. 25 years later, Susan Collins still refuses to hold town hall meetings. Dunkin's is still there. Joel's still there. I'm still here. Our cell phones are a lot better. We no longer have to stick a retractable 2-foot-long antenna out the car window to get a signal. But what has changed politically and socially? How are we safer or less safe today than we were 25 years ago? If you have thoughts about that, email me, news@weru.org. Now, shifting gears, happy Jewish New Year for those who celebrate. That starts tonight. And Chrissy Fowler's here with news of local nonprofits pulling together.
Hey, I'm Chrissy Fowler, Executive Director of Belfast Flying Shoes, a participatory arts nonprofit with all sorts of programs. And I'll say more at the end about those if I have time. What I'm excited to highlight right now is a fundraising training that we're hosting on Wednesday, September 16th. And that's a participatory program for staff, board, volunteers, and more of Maine nonprofits and other public benefit organizations. The title of the training is Fundraising in Challenging Times. If you want info, it's at belfastflyingshoes.org. But the trainer, Andy Robinson, is quite gifted. He's inspirational, funny. He's got a wealth of experience to offer. This is the third training that I've done with him. And, you know, here in Maine, we're so blessed with so many local and small nonprofits like Flying Shoes and WERU. And I don't know about others, but we have been a bit worried about surviving and thriving in this current environment. So since a rising tide lifts all boats, we just want to make this a learning party for all of us. To ramp up the access, we're offering the fees on a sliding scale, pretty big one. Pretty broad one, and discounts for additional folks from the same organization. I just really think it's an amazing opportunity, and I want everyone to know about it. It's affordable, so if you get even one new small donation out of it, then it would be worth it. And I can say that the inspiration Andy gave our board and me last year was incredible, had a profound effect on our fundraising. This year, we've asked him to focus on actionable steps with a little bit longer day program and a full menu of topics and built-in time for participants to work in their teams. So even if you joined us last year, I encourage you to be part of the uplift next week. Some of the topics will be redefining fundraising, diversifying income, planning programs, protecting core ones, collaborating with peers, partners, maybe shared fundraising, and definitely engaging board members and volunteers in effective ways. This will be definitely an interactive workshop, so come prepared to participate. There'll be no temptation to nap in the back row, I hope. You can find details, the registration and link, and more at belfastflyingshoes.org. And if you don't know about our organization, well, our mission is to build community and cultivate well-being through the joy of traditional music and dance for people of all backgrounds and identities. And participatory arts for us means we all make the programs happen together, whether at public programs like our First Friday Belfast and Second Sunday Rockport Dance Series, or workshops and concerts, music shows on our local WBFY Belfast Radio, and a podcast, and special music and movement programs for older adults, incarcerated men, and near and dear to my heart, students and staff in local schools. Our next program, public program, is Sunday, the September 13th at the gorgeous Rockport Opera House. Hope to see you there, but definitely hope to see you at Fundraising in Challenging Times on Wednesday, the 16th. And again, if you want information on any of our programs, including registration for the fundraising training, then look on belfastflyingshoes.org.
Thanks, Chrissy Fowler. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.